happening. So in that moment...
When that's happening, though, think about this. Because what that is a symptom of is of trying to make too big of a vibrational jump. In other words, if what you want feels over there and you feel like you're over here, then it feels like you need to make more effort to get over there. But when you soften your thought a little bit and just think about getting over here and then over here and then over here and then over here, in other words, it's a softer touch. That's why people talk about surrendering. It's why people talk about letting go and letting God. It's what we meant earlier when we said, feel the difference between I'm going to find a healing and I'm going to just allow myself to be well. You're just wanting to find softer words. And the more you talk and feel, speak and feel, think and feel, you'll feel when the release comes. Think about this stream. It's flowing and it's flowing fast. And whether you're putting your boat in anger or in despair or in frustration, just think about wherever you're putting your boat in, you're putting your boat in. And as you put your boat in the water and you deliberately just let go, as if to say, I don't have to think about this now. I don't have to figure it all out. There's not something that I need to do this red hot minute. The answer will come to me. I'll figure a way. I'll know it when I see it. It's going to be all right. The idea will occur to me. Just soft words like that. What happens is you release the tension which had you turned upstream, and you feel the relief of it. And when you feel the relief of it, then the next logical step will come, and the next and the next and the next. You said, as you sat down here, I can't even find the words to explain how I feel. And we want to say to you, you can find the words to explain anything, maybe just not right now from where you are. You get a sense of what we're talking about? So what we feel you struggling with a little bit still is your position in the stream. And we would like you all to leave here today. Let's say that the abundance that you want and the relationship that you want and the physical conditions that you want are way over here. And let's say on all of those subjects, you're way over here. We want you to leave here today satisfied that you've turned in the stream rather than feeling like you need to be way over here. Because if you're satisfied that you've turned in the stream, and more important, that you know how to let go of the oars and turn anytime you want, and you get what we've been telling you about the stream, then you know your work is done. Because when you've turned in the stream has got to take you to where you want to be. And it will every single time. And the amount of time it takes is irrelevant. It will be short when you keep turning and turning and turning. The only thing that slows it down is turning and turning and turning and turning. When your intention is to just feel better, not best, just feel as good as I can feel from where I am, that's all. All I got to do is feel as good as I can feel from where I am. So words Esther says, as she's been dealing with something that sort of had her turning upstream in a stronger way than usual. And the words she finds are, I don't have to think about it now. Or, I don't have to figure this out now. Or, things always work out. Or, it's going to be all right. In the same way that you would soothe anyone. Or, the biggest one is, I'm willing to feel good. I'm willing to feel good right now. I'm willing to feel as good as I can feel right now, which is different than I'm going to figure this problem out, or I'm going to find a solution, or I'm going to find a path. When you know what you want and how you want to feel, that's far different than knowing what you want and how you will find it, where it will be, who will bring it, when it will come. Those questions almost always turn you upstream if you don't know the answers. When you begin to know the answers, those turn you downstream. In other words, if you have figured out your path completely and the action path is clear to you, then those questions don't annoy you, they inspire you. But when you get more specific than you actually can understand, in other words, what we've noticed is the more general you are, usually the more downstream you are. The more specific you become, the more upstream you turn. So the dance that you're doing is, I want to be as specific as I can be without turning upstream. I'm going to be as specific as I can be and still feel good. So you just sort of learn this dance. And the thing that we want you to get this. You're getting it on so many levels. We want you to begin.